Ralphie, tonight, if you signed on to Twitter, maybe you saw that Harvey Weinstein trending yet again, and the caption under his name on Twitter, facing life in prison. New charges brought about. We'll get the latest from someone who's been all over this case, attorney Jill Stanley. Proof with JillStanley.com. Jill, as always, thanks for a few minutes. Okay, what are these latest charges that have been brought about against Harvey?
So the important ones are these two counts of predatory sexual assault. Predatory sexual assault is very, very significant, serious sex crime in New York, more serious than what he had been charged with prior. And why is that? This basically, for lack of a better term, says Harvey Weinstein, you're a serial rapist. Basically, he was indicted about a month ago, and there were three counts on that indictment. So he was indicted, I believe it was first-degree rape, third-degree rape, and first-degree criminal sexual act. In this superseding indictment, which is a third victim, he has a count of criminal sexual act, which is similar to the first indictment, but it's these two counts of predatory assault, which really bring it up, which really raise the stakes, and they raise the stakes because life in prison is a potential sentence. More significant here, what I'm really loving, what the DA is doing, Cyrus Vance, he's calling out, he's making a public cry and saying, hey, it's not too late. Anyone else who has been a victim of this sexual predator, please come and talk to us. We will add your count if we find enough information and evidence to back it up. So he is not stopping here.
From a legal perspective, Jill, as more people come forward, and certainly now there's a third person involved in this, does that strengthen the other indictments? Does that help build the case against him, or are these all separate?
It builds the whole case. It is not dissimilar from what we saw in Cosby. Here is why the system has changed in such a positive way as a result of Cosby. Because look at this. Cosby, June 2017 trial, no other victim testified. He walked, basically. Well, he had a mistrial. He got tried again. Round two, in 2018, we bring nine other women on who have been victims of his sexual predatory acts. And the jury says, you know what? Something's wrong with this guy. We don't believe his consensual sex story. So then he gets convicted. So what we're seeing here is the DA's office and the police saying, you know what, when we see repeated behavior and we can charge it, a jury is more likely to believe that this is a pattern and practice of behavior. He is a predator. It is different from an isolated act of sexual assault or an isolated act of rape. This is a predator. This is like a serial rapist. That is what this predatory sexual assault means. There are other definitions of it, but as I see it relating to Harvey Weinstein, that's what they're looking at. That's what Cyrus Vance is calling for. He's a predator, and we need everyone to come forward to strengthen these cases because we, the state of New York, we're going to protect you. And that is such a strong statement by New York law enforcement. I'm so impressed and happy about it.
Wrapping up with attorney Jill Stanley here on Ralphie Tonight. What is next in this case, Jill?
Well, he's going to be in court on July 9th, Harvey Weinstein, with his lawyer, Ben Brassman, who has already come out public and said Harvey's innocent, he's going to be vindicated. I don't know how many more days Ben Brassman can go in front of a microphone and keep saying this as these women keep coming forward, as this case gets stronger and stronger. But July 9th, he will be arraigned on these new charges. He's going to enter a not guilty plea, and we know that. But trial is coming in this one.
Proof with JillStanley.com. Jill, as always, thanks for the 411. If we don't chat with you before, have a safe and happy holiday.
You too. Take care.